Hi, I'm Dr. Peggy Banks, and we are here with...
Babbie Mason.
Babbie Mason, so great to be with you again today.
Always so good to be with you, Peggy.
And we are sitting around the table, just two girls talking with hope as a name.
That's right.
And we are talking about Jesus, because he is the one that we put our hope in today, right?
Because he is hope.
Amen.
Hope personified.
He is. And we are excited that you are joining with us today as our listener. No matter where you are, what age or stage and what country you live in, we have listeners that are in South Africa, in Europe, in India, all over the world. And if you would like to just connect with us, be a part of the community, you can reach us at twrwomenofhope.org. That's twrwomenofhope.org. So let's jump in today, Babbie, and just talk about some things that we're thinking of this morning.
Yes.
So what's on your heart?
Well, I'll tell you what's on my heart, Peggy. A few years ago, as I was, I'm a writer. I write songs, and I record music. I'm a gospel singer, and so I'm really easily inspired. I love to read books and watch great movies, and I love words and creating an emotional experience that people can go back to and experience time and time again, like your favorite song or your favorite story.
Yes, yes.
And so one night, as I was getting ready for bed, I just got this inspiration to just sit down, just as a devotional exercise. For me personally, the Holy Spirit prompted me just to begin writing down some of those promises that I could glean from the Word of God concerning my identity.
Right. Oh, that's
and
good.
So I went to my journal
and
just began to write down, I'm a daughter of the Most High King.
Mm-hmm.
I'm accepted in the Beloved. And most of these are just promises that I could glean from the Word of God.
Yes.
I'm accepted in the Beloved. I'm a joint heir with Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the righteousness of God in Christ.
Wow.
I'm deeply loved. I'm greatly favored.
Yeah.
I have gifts and talents. I'm blessed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loved. I'm loved unconditionally. And before I knew it, I had this litany, this beautiful list of promises from God's word concerning my identity in him. And it really blessed me. And I've been walking with Jesus for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And these promises never, ever get old.
Yeah, I love that.
His promises are never stale or dried up or crusty or dusty or musty.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're just fresh, like fresh manna, fresh bread every day.
Yes.
When I began to read it back and read it aloud to myself, I thought, wow, God, this is a blessing to me. I need to share this with other women. And so I wrote what I now call the Declaration, I'm a Daughter of the Most High King, and wrote a little booklet called I'm a Daughter of the Most High King that fleshes out each one of these promises. And so I would love for us to talk about a little bit about the declaration today and some of these statements of faith. It's a declaration, meaning I read it aloud, I declare who I am in Christ, I celebrate who I am in him, and I wrote this to remind myself and encourage other women. It's not that we always have to struggle, but sometimes it's a celebration.
That's right. Amen.
It's a celebration of our identity.
And I remember reading this little booklet, Babbie, and that is where Hope Has a Name was birthed. As I was sitting, I remember, on the beach in Florida, in the United States, and I was reading this 30-day devotional and realized, you know, this is something we can talk about, Babbie. This is something we can sit around the table as women and share with our listeners what God's word says about who they are in Christ.
Yes.
So I love that you have made a declaration, and these are promises we can declare every single day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there are 31 statements.
Yes.
And so this book called I'm a Daughter of the Most High King is a 31 daily devotional.
Yes.
That you can just pick up and read, little bite-sized devotionals to encourage your heart in the Lord.
And where can they get the devotional, Babbie?
Well, a couple of places. We can always make it available here at TWR Women of Hope at twr.org. Or you can go to my website at babbie.com and get it there on our website.
Great. Mm-hmm. Because we are always going to be talking about the promises of God and the declarations that you talk about here, how every day we can declare these truths.
Yes.
So it's a really good resource. Source to go back to, to do continually every year, maybe.
Yes.
Have it as a one-time thing that you do every year with the Lord. So let's begin, Babbie. What's up?
Absolutely. So the first paragraph really kind of sets the stage for the declaration, and it says this: I am a daughter of the Most High King. I mean, you could just stop right there. I'm a daughter of the King.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a pauper. I'm not a slave. Mm-hmm. I'm a slave to Christ, but I'm no longer a slave of this world.
Yeah.
This world is not my home. Mm-hmm. I'm just passing through. Yeah. I am a citizen of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
My father is rich. My father owns a cattle on 1,000 hills.
Yeah, yeah.
I am his daughter, and he is my father. He's a good father.
Mm.
He's not rude or crude. He's loving. He loves me unconditionally.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what started this whole another level of my relationship with Jesus. One day, our pastor at our church said this in his opening statement to his sermon. He said, turn to your neighbor and say to your neighbor, I am God's favorite. And I thought, okay, that's kind of cute, but
I'm not doing that.
I'm not doing that. That's a little too over the top for me.
Uh-huh.
That's a bit presumptuous.
Mm.
I'm his favorite. And as a word person, you know, words have power and meaning in life. And I thought, okay, what does that mean to be a favorite of God? Does God have favorites? I thought God didn't play favorites. What's that about?
Yes.
And I just began to search the scriptures, just studying the deep, sweet love of God. And I came up on the high priestly prayer of Jesus, John chapter 17, where Jesus is praying for his disciples. Verse 20 reveals not only was he praying for them, but he was also praying for all of us who would believe the message of the disciples. And so it just was a revelatory moment just to be reminded that Jesus prays for us.
Yes, that's right. You know, Babby, and that is one thing I want to pause here for a second. Again, this is that first sentence of your declaration.
Yes, just the first sentence.
Right.
I'm a daughter of the Most High King.
Because there's some of us that it's hard to even identify what it means to be a daughter. Because, you know, whether we've grown up without a father or our father was not a good father, to think that we are a daughter that is going to be a part of a kingdom, you know, with that is good, is hard for us to really identify with sometimes. So I think it's important that we realize that no matter what our earthly father was, whether we knew him or we did not know, we do not know him. God is not our earthly father. Even if we had the best father in the whole wide world, and I think you had a pretty good dad, but even if we had a good father, God is so much bigger and better than that.
You know? Even better than that.
Yes, that we can encourage you today to know and learn about what it means to be the daughter of the Most High King. You know, that His love for you is so much more than you've ever known or could ever know.
And this is what John 17 revealed to me.
Yeah.
As I continued to read that passage, I came to verse 23.
Mm.
And this is what verse 23 in John 17 says.
Yeah.
This whole passage is a red letter passage. So these are the very words of Jesus. This whole chapter is written in red.
Mm.
And verse 20, Jesus prays this for us. He says to the Father, I am in them and you are in me. May they be completely one. Then the world will know that you sent me and that you love them just as much as you love me.
Yeah.
That's the New Century Version.
Mm, I love that.
And I've always known that God loves me.
Mm-hmm.
But when I read it that day, you know how you can read a passage over and over and over again, and then one day it's like it just takes on life.
Yes,
it just
yes.
takes on a whole new revelatory meaning.
Yes.
And that's the way it was when I read that passage that day. And I even said aloud, God, you mean you love me just as much as you love Jesus?
Mm.
What?
Mm.
And as I began to process that, I know that, you know, Jesus is an only child.
Mm-hmm.
He is the heir to his Father's kingdom. And he has grafted me into the family of God.
Mm-hmm.
He has made me a joint heir. So everything that Jesus receives from his Father, I receive
yes.
through Jesus Christ.
Mm.
And so my relationship with God is the same relationship that he has with his Father. And so when I realized that Jesus is God's favorite and I have the same relationship with the Father that Jesus does,
yeah.
not because of who I am, but yeah. because of whose I am,
mm-hmm.
not because of what I've done, but because of what Jesus has done for me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, it's revelatory to understand
yeah.
that God could love me just as much as he loves Jesus.
I love that, Babby, because now that becomes an identity for you, right? So you have found this identity that God wants us to know today. that we can have a clear identity in Christ.
Yes.
And when we find our identity in Him, then we are able to see our life much differently.
Much differently.
Yeah, we're able to move past our past. We're able to deal with things that are very painful in our lives and in our hearts.
And here's the truth. We are living in an age where we're learning more and more about identity theft.
Yes, right.
Identity theft is huge. Mm-hmm. You know, people are being victimized every day.
Yeah.
And their identity is, their personal identity is being stolen and used on the black market. And
yeah,
it's extremely violating. It's mm-hmm. it's out of control. And, you know, and that's exactly what the enemy, he's trying to steal from us as a daughter of the King.
Yes.
He does not want us to know who we are. Mm-hmm. He does not want us to know what we have.
Yeah.
He doesn't want us to know that we have a future and a hope.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I'm so grateful for Jesus.
Yeah.
Because He is my help. Mm-hmm. He is my hope. You know, the Bible tells us that He is our strength.
Yeah.
He's the source of our joy. Everything that Jesus has, mm-hmm. I have.
What about this crazy idea, Babbie? What if we spent more time stealing our identity from Jesus, you know, and putting that on
that.
Our lives?
Yes.
And really seeking who He was, what He believed, how He lived.
Yes.
And we stole that identity, and that became who we are today,
that
right?
That identity is ours.
Yes.
It's actually a gift.
Exactly, exactly.
According to Ephesians 2, 8, and 9.
Mm.
And a gift is not something that is earned.
Yeah.
It is bestowed.
It is. And I want to pause here for a second, because for our listeners, I want them to remember that whether you are a new follower of Jesus, you just came to know Jesus as your Savior, or you've known Christ most of your life, we can learn more every day as we're following Him. Reading the Word.
It's never maxed out.
Exactly. We're studying the identity. We're looking at all those things that Jesus did. There's something to that. So whether you have a Bible that you're reading today, or, you know, we broadcast all over the world, Babbie, and so we have listeners that are in places and in countries where they don't have Bibles readily available to them. They're not free in their own society to just go to a church service or read a Bible in their home. So we want them to know that there are programs that they can listen to that teach them about the Bible. And we want you to get into the Word every day, learn about who Jesus is. I say steal His identity and recognize that you are a daughter of the Most High King.
Yes.
So praise God. Thanks for being with us
today. Thank you so very much, my friend. It's always a blessing to be with you. And God bless you, dear listener. And thanks for listening to us today.
Thank you.
Has a name, the name has a face.